say if your house is in a big mess, you'd say I have to
clean it up.
Okay. And the thing that you'd sweep with, you'd call a
broom.
Say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open, so it was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was...
I don't know what I would say.
In relation to the door, the broom was...
Behind the door.
Okay. And say if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell someone to...
Shut the door.
And years ago, on Monday, women usually did what kind of work?
Well, Monday was a wash day.
Okay. What was that like?
Well, on wash day, all the girls would go around and gather up all the clothes and put them to be washed. And that's a day that a lot of times I'd get to stay home from school and build a fire on the pot outside to put the clothes in and boil the clothes. And Mama would have a rub board in a tub, and she would rub these clothes on the rub board, and we would have to wrench them and hang them out on lines to dry. When you're done a week's washing at one time, all your sheets and everything, it took a lot of lines to hold your clothes.
After you washed, then you'd have to do the, once they dried, you'd have to do the...
Well, you'd have to carry them in. You'd have to get them off the lines and carry them in and do the ironing.
Mm-hmm. Is there one thing you might call washing and ironing together?
No. It was just wash day to us.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, say a bachelor, where might he have his shirts done?
At the laundry.
Did you ever use that word laundry to mean washing and ironing, or was that word used much?
No, it wasn't used much back then. They do now. They say I'm going to have to do the laundry or something. It takes in all of it. But then it was washing and ironing.
Okay. And what do you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
This boards and batten. The batten goes over the boards.
What is batten?
The batten is the smaller board that stops up the crack of the bigger boards that you put over it. You put two big boards together, and where the big boards meet, they leave a crack, so you put a batten over
it. That's going vertically.
Right.
What about, there's some houses that have the covering.
They have the drop siding on it. Uh-huh. One board over the other one is called drop siding.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of
weather stripping?
Or weather boarding?
Yeah, the drop siding and weatherboard is the same.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing. The weatherboard runs across just like your drop siding does.
Mm-hmm. And say if you were gonna hang something up, you'd take a nail and
you drive it in the wall
with the what?
Hammer.
Hmm?
Hammer.
Okay. You say I took the hammer and I went the nail in.
I took the hammer and drove the nail in.
Okay. And if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be what in further?
Well, drove in further.
Okay.
Not driven, drove.
What do you call the things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
That would be the gutters. We had 10 pieces of tin around our house out there that we call the gutters.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go around the house and go into a water shed deal, which goes into the system. We caught our rainwater for drinking water.
What's the water shed?
It's just a piece of tin running in from your house out to the well to get the shed the water into the well.
Mm-hmm.